Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
He's king of the North Queensland Toyota Cowboys, equal top try scorer. Thank you very much, Kyle Felt. He's joining us on the Cliffo and Kate podcast today.
We also have a very special guest, our new mayor, Troy Thompson. Mm. We find out who is Troy Thompson.
I wore a shirt with a collar, knowing the mayor was coming in.
Proper. I wear covered-toed shoes.
Very proper today here at Triple M. Interesting day in the history of our city, Kate.
Yeah, it has been interesting. It's been 11 days since we've voted and had a democracy sausage, but it was announced yesterday afternoon that Townsville has a new mayor, and that mayor is Troy Thompson, and he joins us this morning. Thanks, Troy, for joining us.
Thank you, Kate, and I appreciate the time.
Would have been a very interesting, well, few months for you, but I would say a very interesting 11 days in particular, Troy.
Yeah, look, it was a nine-week sprint. A lot of people don't realise the amount that goes into 9 weeks. And then obviously the last 10 days, as frustrating as it has been with ECQ, and they're great people. They've talked to us all the way through, but the process is the process. So you're trying to remain calm and wait and see the numbers come up. And the numbers just weren't coming up, which was interesting. But in the end, it came through. So we're pretty happy. And look, I'm just really excited to get into it.
So it's a four-year term. Tell us, what is Townsville going to look like under Troy Thompson, you know, come 2027? What are you hoping to achieve in that 4 years?
Look, I think the one thing that came out of the community engagement that we took on with our campaign was community probably didn't have as much of a say as they wanted. And that's why the voters voted the way they did. They weren't getting the consultation, the engagement that they thought they should have. And look, there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes in council. We don't want to be making a decision. And one of the things that I want to lead with is we don't want to make a decision in chamber and then go out to community. We want to go to community first and say, hey, what do we need to do? How do we improve this? How do we get better? How do we build pride in the city? And that's what we did. That was our campaign. And the response was overwhelming.
I'm interested to hear your take on this because I've seen you mention it on your social media pages. Did Troy Thompson win this election or did Jenny Hill lose this election?
Look, I think the devil's in the detail. There was a lot of discontent with the latest last government with Jenny Hill and Team Jenny Hill. Mm. And I would suggest that a lot of people were voting against what is the current system. Mm. So people have called me the Stephen Bradbury of politics.
He won.
But you know what? You take every opportunity with both hands. Yeah. And it's going to be a different leadership. It'll be a very open engagement. I think everybody can see from socials and what's going on in the meeting. I'll always answer the questions. I just think it's just the change that Townsville needed.
Yeah. Okay. Troy, you've been quite vocal in this on your social media as well. You've put a media ban across the Townsville Bulletin. How did that come about and what does that relationship look like now and moving into the future?
Look, I look at everything from being a ex-sports person. It's a game. You play the game, you finish the game, you shake hands and you move on. Mm. I guess my disappointment was everybody has a past and people started digging that up. And I expect that from a public point of view. But at what point do you draw a line in the sand and say, hey, look, enough's enough. Let's move forward. Let's be forward focused. And that's something that I really encourage people to do is stop bringing up things. Let's move forward. Let's be positive. Let's look at what we can do with Townsville. Because if we live in the past, that's where we'll stay.
Mm. So I guess the follow-on question to that then is, who is Troy Thompson? Because they are loving that headline that you are former, you know, One Nation or that who you associate with and stuff like that. Who's the Troy Thompson that's going to be mayor of our city for the next 4 years?
Look, I'm a dad of two. My daughter turns 30 this year. So as much as I like to think I'm younger than I am, I'm not. my son is 26. And so, you know, that's my priority. My mum is retired and I look after mum. My partner, Michelle, I want to spend my time. My future is somebody who's a family man, who's a community person. Everybody says to me, oh, you want to be a politician. No, I actually want to be a community contributor. And that's what it's about. So Who's Troy Thompson? Just an everyday Joe who really wants to make a difference and didn't like where I saw Townsville heading.
It's a big job. What are you looking forward to most, Troy?
The downtime when it happens. and I haven't even started yet, which is sad to say. But
that's the thing about being in politics, yeah. Isn't it? Like you have the campaign, which is so tiring, and then you've actually got to start the job itself.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously there's a lot of rules to learn. Yeah. I've had lots of great advice come through.
You don't seem like the kind of guy that would do well with rules, Troy.
Let's not talk about that. there are a lot of rules to follow, and there's a lot of procedures and process and all of those things. But I want to shake it up a little bit and have some fun as well. I want people to enjoy and to be able to approach their councillors and mayor and everybody within community should have the ability to go up and say, hello, how are you going? And have a response. And that's something I think has been distanced. So I just want to get that community pride back into people.
All right. For the good of our city, I hope you do a stellar job. Good luck over the next 4 years. And thanks for your time. Now, Mayor of Townsville, Troy Thompson.
Thank you very much.
Triple M's pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds, and a grand in the hand.
Cliffo and Kate's pressure test. It is back Monday, April 8th, and a free answer on the Cliffo and Kate podcast right now. Kate?
Cliffo, the question is, who did the famous I Have a Dream speech?
Martin Luther King Jr.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Modern history.
I know. Look at you go.
Who would have thunk it? Martin Luther King Jr., that is one of your free answers for the pressure test back Monday, April 8th on Triple M.
It's underway.
Defeated 3 from 3. I love that we can say that. They're taking on the Broncos tomorrow night at Suncorp Stadium to tell us if they can continue to be the undefeated Cowboys. Kyle Felt is in the house. Morning, Felty.
Good morning, guys. I think I am going to say we will be because I don't want to go against our nice little run we got going on. So
just sounds good, doesn't it? Undefeated.
I mean, and it looks good too. Every time I open that NRL app, I'm just looking at the draw, but I deliberately find myself going back to the ladder just to see the Cowboys at the top of it. It's a nice spot to be.
Yeah, it is. It's only early in the year, but it's really nice to obviously get 3 wins under the belt before, I guess, everything starts to heat up a bit more.
Mm. My mum was visiting over the weekend. She was here for the Pink concert, and she's a Knights fan, so I've already blown them out of the water once this season. But we were watching the St. George game, and she tipped the Cowboys, and she was ready after the 3 tries that St. George scored in the first half. She was already writing you guys off.
Mm.
And the thing that's getting me, and particularly, I guess, with the Cowboys, but I think NRL teams in particular, but certainly the Cowboys this year, you can be behind, but you guys don't let it affect you. It doesn't change because then I think you guys scored maybe 6 or 7 unanswered tries, but you guys were behind for a while there. Is that something you guys work on to not let that kind of seep in? Because, I mean, human behavior, human nature is to when you start, you know, losing, you start going on a bit of a spiral. You guys aren't doing that. It's propping you up, if anything.
Yeah, I think we need to, I guess, obviously have a better start to our games instead of letting so many tries in. But, yeah, in previous years, it would have affected us. But now we've done a lot of work in the off-season with Todd and our coaching staff. And, yeah, we kind of put ourselves in situations where we were like 12, 18 points down at training, and then for some reason, I don't know why, we just seem to play better when we're put in that situation, and we need to turn that around and start faster in that. Mm. But like you said, maybe last year or a couple of years ago, we would have just fell off the cliff and let the game go away. But now we just really want to get in there and get the win, and I guess we want to play for each other and give the fans something to cheer about again, which is great.
To me, that probably is not a physical thing either. That's more of a mindset thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I said, we've done a lot of stuff with Todd over the preseason with our mindset and that sort of stuff. So it's it was very hard to, I guess, get your mind to go away from the losing feeling and sensation. Mm. You got to try and, I guess, train your mind to not think that way, and it was pretty hard. So, as you said, human nature, once you start losing, you kind of get in that downward spiral, and we just decided that we needed to fix that up, and we've done a lot of hard work, and it's working.
It's incredible.
Well, if you could start quickly this game, because the slow starts are very stressful for those people that are actually watching, Felty. Hey, how has preparation been this week for the team? How are we looking?
Yeah, it's been good. only a short turnaround, 6 days, so it's really great for us. As training wise, we don't train too much. Go easy on the old frame. So,
your old frame.
Yeah, there's a few old fellas, but no, it's good. We know the game that we got down in Brisbane against our arch rivals Broncos, and being a 4X derby, whatever they say. So it's we're gearing up for it, and everyone's really excited.
Last week you brought Cooley in. Full pronunciation of his name is
Kulakefo Finifuiaki. Will be on the starting side in the number 11 jersey.
Thank you, Archie, from the Triple M newsroom. You brought Cooley in. He copped a bad hit to the eye, straight up. Maybe a couple of stitches. I don't know, but it looked quite bruised. Is he lining up? How's he faring?
Yeah, poor old Cooley got 3 or 4 stitches in his eye, so he's pretty good to go. Pretty hard to split that big melon of his. So whoever done a good job. But yeah, he's good. He didn't train our first session, which is just like, because he had stitches and that, just want to look after him. But he'll be training today, and obviously he'll be starting again for us, which is great.
Felty, you're currently equal Matty Bowen's record for the most amount of tries for the club. Are we going to sort of overtake that this weekend or what?
Look, she loves putting the pressure on.
Yeah, I know, no pressure.
I love it.
Yeah, pressure test.
Except there's not $1,000 in it for you, so sorry.
31 tries, but yeah. I would like to. Being at Suncorp would be great.
Good to get one over the Bronx, wouldn't it?
Being against the Broncos too. I've scored a few tries against them, had a few good rivalries against a few players there, but yeah, it'd be great to get it there and come back home against the Titans to get a nice little reception. It'd be great.
I know you don't traditionally plan your post-try celebrations. Have you got anything particular in mind for the 131st?
Nah, nothing at all.
Play it by ear.
Yeah, probably nothing. Just the standard old fist pump, Felty fist pump. That's it.
Not going to hold up a sign or something like, suck it, Matt Bowen.
Yeah, pull it out of his sock or something.
Yeah, that's right. I can't wait. So it's is it 7 o'clock kickoff?
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
7 or 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Taking on the Brizzy Broncos. We love the Queensland Derby, so get around it. Our Cowboys tomorrow night at Suncorp Stadium. Kyle Felt, have a great game.
Thank you very much, guys.
My son, Bo, is 5 and a half, actually, if you were to ask him how old he is. And he started prep this year, and it's been such a massive milestone year. They grow so much during that first year. They learn so much. Do you remember that with Matilda back in the day?
It's kind of depressing because, I don't know, when you drop them at school for the first time, Kate, and the prep years and stuff, it's the beginning of them not needing you.
Yeah,
as
this
much.
Is so true, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
And it's a good thing. It's a natural part of life, but they really have to start standing on their own 2 feet, which is kind of sad.
And we have to learn how to let go a little bit, which is really tough. And one of the things I'm learning to let go, and it's a really cute thing, and I hope I don't have to let it go too quickly, is, you know, when kids are younger, they've got words that they sort of mispronounce, or they'll call things that aren't actual things, different things. And to me, it's just the cutest thing in the world. And Bo's really...
If you could bottle that up, that feeling...
Yeah, is beautiful. Beautiful, isn't it?
It's the best.
There's a few words that really stand out, and I hope that, like, I know they're going to come to an end, but I hope they don't. There's one word that he uses. He calls it hanitizer. There's some in this room. Can you guess what it is?
That stuff I clean my hands with.
It's hand sanitizer.
When I can't get the soap.
But what a great word. Hand sanitizer. You save yourself a couple of seconds and say hanitizer.
You've made complete sense there.
I think that's...
Sanitize your hands. What do you use? Sanitizer.
Absolutely. Another thing that we use a lot in our house, it has a proper name, but he likes to call it sprinkle cheese.
Sprinkle cheese. Yeah. Grated cheese.
Exactly. We use sprinkle cheese on pizzas, and it's now called sprinkle cheese in our house. It's just the cutest thing.
Turns out I speak Bo.
You do.
Like, everyone speaks their own kid language.
You.
Two from two speak in Bo language.
You're picking up what he's putting down, right? Let's see if you can get the rest of these ones. One that he regularly uses in the house, I wear these. They're called snore stoppers.
Snore stoppers?
Yeah, I wear them. Matt doesn't wear them.
Oh, are they like earbuds?
Exactly. My husband, Matt, likes to snore every now and again, and I always have a collection of earplugs.
Like the little foam things.
Yeah, beside. I actually wear like plastic sort of squishy ones. So he's like, here you go, Mum, you forgot your snore stoppers. Or you left your snore stoppers in the other room because Dad was snoring so much. And probably my favourite one, it's not a nickname for something, but he's sort of combined two words. And every time he says it to me, just makes my heart sing. And I hope that he continues to say this word well into his teenage years. He'll be doing something and I'll say, what are you doing? And he's like, Mum, stop. I'm focus trading. Focus rating.
If only his mum had a few of those cheats.
It's Triple M Breakfast.